Are you okay?
No, you shot me!
Oh, God! Are you okay?
No, man! Oh, my God!
Johnny was shot! Sorry, man, I didn't know it was you! Come here, Jacob!
Those were moments after cops shot their partners. Let's start with the most tragic one.
Jacob, man, are you there, bro?
On January 9th, 2015, a drug sting at a McDonald's parking lot in Albuquerque was set up to handle a $60 meth deal. Undercover officers Jacob Grant and Detective Holly Garcia were in position, but chaos ensued when Lieutenant Greg Brackel, who had missed the briefing, mistakenly intercepted the operation.
Hands up! Hands up!
Passenger, get your hands up! Put your hands up!
Put your hands where I can see them! Put your hands where I can see them! Gun! Gun! Get out! Holly, back out! Holly, back out! Holly, back out! Oh, that was Jacob. Me. Are you okay? Come on out, dude. Come on. I'm sorry, man. I didn't know it was you. Come here. Come here, Jacob.
Jacob
was shot.
Get out.
4355! Come on. Jacob, are you there, man?
Get 4355
now! You're
good. You're good.
Jacob!
Just one of
them. Jacob, man, are you there, bro? I thought you were a bad guy!
Lieutenant Brackel mistakenly identified Officer Jacob Grant as a suspect, believing Grant was a threat. Brackel fired multiple shots, hitting him 8 times. However, Jacob Grant received immediate medical treatment from fellow officers and was hospitalized. While an internal investigation led to Lieutenant Greg Brackel's retirement and a $6.5 million lawsuit settlement for Grant, including lifetime medical coverage and disability retirement. In the next case, the officer took one of the riskiest shots of his career, but missed and accidentally hit his partner.
Are you okay?
No, you shot me!
Oh, God! Are you okay?
No, man! Oh,
fuck!
On July 5th, 2022, deputies were called to execute a warrant for a suspect on identity theft and forgery charges in Knoxville, Tennessee. During the operation, a critical incident involving Deputy Lydia Driver, Deputy Jordan Hurst, and a dangerous pit bull unfolded.
Hey, Dwayne. Is this dog friendly? Okay. What I need you to do is put him up for me, okay? Okay. Can you put him up? I know he's probably friendly, but I know we're strangers and...
The officer was cautious when he first saw the dog, but he continued with his task. However, nothing could have prepared him for what was about to happen.
Charlie 21.
Hey! Watch your dog!
Watch out! Are you okay?
No, you shot me!
Oh, God! Are you okay?
No, man!
Oh,
oh
fuck!
Echo 7-1081.
Oh, my God!
No, 1081! Echo 7-1081.
The officer missed the dog and accidentally shot his partner in the leg. In the panic, he failed to provide immediate first aid. However, he did try to stay calm, and thankfully, a second officer arrived quickly to provide emergency assistance.
Are you okay?
Charlie, what if we start at 47?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you okay?
Just keep her dropping, Jordan.
Lydia, you're going to be fine. You're going to have a hell of a story here.
No.
Just keep her dropping, Jordan.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You're gonna be okay.
Shortly after, Deputy Lydia Driver received emergency surgery and recovered in intensive care. The deputy who fired the shot was placed on paid administrative leave. The dog involved was taken by animal control for evaluation and quarantine. The officer in the upcoming case struck a fellow officer so hard that it sent him flying across the street. On October 13th, 2023, in Sun Valley, Los Angeles, officers were in pursuit of a stolen black pickup truck. As the chase came to a chaotic end near Covello Street and Hollywood Way, an unexpected turn of events put his fellow officer in danger.
Turn code to this block, shop 609. You guys think I ran from the vehicle?
Sorry, the number.
Not long after the officer was struck, first responders quickly arrived on the scene, and the injured officer was able to get back on his feet before being taken to the hospital for further treatment. Meanwhile, the LAPD initiated an internal investigation to determine how the situation unfolded during the pursuit. In the next case, the officer accidentally shot his colleague while attempting to escape.
Hey!
On January 8, 2019, officers in Lafayette, Indiana, were dispatched to locate a wanted suspect on an outstanding warrant for a criminal mischief case. What began as a routine search quickly spiraled into a crisis far beyond their worst fears.
Copy, we're being given consent to go inside and look. We'll be inside. You just want to step right over there, hon, and we'll be right back.
The officers searched the apartment for the suspect, but only found the owner's agitated dog barking loudly. They thought the dog was safely contained in its cage, not realizing the trouble it was about to cause.
You have your taser out?
Where are you shot?
Hey, relax. Did you have your taser out?
The dog escaped its cage and lunged at Officer Aaron Wright from behind. In the chaos, Wright accidentally fired his weapon, hitting Officer Lane Butler in the shoulder. But Officer Wright acted quickly to assist her. He ran two blocks to flag down another police car, which then rushed to the scene.
Get her in here. We're taking her to the hospital right now. Open it. We're taking her right to the hospital ourselves. Get in. Slide over, baby. Hang on. Door, door, door. Go.
Pressure set, baby. Pressure.
Guys.
Hey, baby, look at me.
Right. Wait. There's an ambulance, guys.
Ambulance, stop here. Get us out of this door. It's locked. Get us out.
Get in the ambulance.
Come here, baby. Let's go, baby. Come on. Here. Scene secure. Let's go. Side door. Come on, baby.
Following the incident, Officer Lane Butler was hospitalized in stable condition. The department ruled the shooting accidental, and Officer Wright faced no disciplinary action. Officer Butler made a full recovery and returned to her job after 3 months. In the next case, the suspect gave the police such a hard time that an officer knew he was shot, but didn't realize when it happened.
I just got shot.
Hey, 10-1, 10-1, 10-1. My partner shot, 10-1.
On July 24th, 2023, Chicago police were called to address a trespassing complaint. As officers responded to the scene, they encountered a black sedan driven by Deontay Johnson, who tried to flee the scene after striking a police vehicle.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get out of the car!
Hey, stop! Do not move!
What's the crossfire?
I just got shot! I just got shot!
Hey! 10-1! 10-1! 10-1! My partner shot 10-1!
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't shoot.
No, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
We got a fire.
I need Morgan
over there faster.
10-1, give me some more officers, and now!
The officer was struck in the left hand and treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the University of Chicago Hospital. Two other officers were evaluated but not injured. The suspect, Deontay Johnson, was unharmed and fled the scene, but was later arrested without further incident. He faced charges of attempted murder of a police officer. The next incident involved a lethal shootout between the police and a suspect. In December 2021, a dramatic police incident unfolded in Burton, Michigan. Officers were dispatched to respond to a 911 call reporting a man shooting a pistol at a house near Bristol Road. As they pursued the suspect, the situation turned into a deadly confrontation, and the events that took place left a lasting impact on everyone involved.
My legs.
Okay.
My legs and my right ankle.
CT-13 for status.
Sir, you're back.
You're back. Get in the house.
We're on the boat.
7 18 11. Where
are you at? We're up over.
Here.
After Officer Monroe fired his shots, he realized he had accidentally hit Officer Christie, who was critically injured. While tending to Christie, Monroe noticed Deputy Fating, also critically wounded. Fating had been shot by the suspect, Brendan Patrick Pinkston, who fired at him after Fachting lifted a fallen fence that had landed on Pinkston, pinning him to the ground. Fachting was hit twice, once in the chest and once in his magazine pouch.
Where you hit?
Barnes, north of Tunnel. Turn right on Tunnel. Eastbound on Tunnel.
Address, he's hit hard!
I got it.
Open it.
Oh.
You got it? Yes.
Dalton hit. This paramedic is
hit. Oh, shit.
You with me, buddy? Just keep fucking breathing.
Get
him in my fucking car.
Let's go.
Can I sit up?
Ready, come on.
Let's go. Roll it.
Let's keep hanging on, bro.
Get him!
Both Officer Christie and Deputy Fachting survived their injuries. Christie was shot 7 times and took about a year off before returning to work. Fachting, who was shot twice, spent 9 days in intensive care before resuming duty. The suspect, Brendan Patrick Pinkston, was pronounced dead at the scene after being shot multiple times. In the following case, a drunk FBI agent went on a rampage and shot at police officers.
Get cover!
On December 6, 2016, Grand Rapids police responded to reports of a man waving a firearm at a gym. What they didn't realize was that this individual would turn out to be someone unexpected.
Get cover!
He's got a badge.
I will not hurt you, sir.
Federal Bureau of... He's an FBI
agent. I'm an FBI agent, sir. I will not hurt you, sir. Believe me, sir. Thank you and your man. Sir. Thank you and your man for doing the right thing.
The man was identified as FBI agent Ruben Hernandez, who was arrested after firing multiple shots at the police officers. Hernandez was clearly under the influence of alcohol at the time.
I'm so sorry. I should have never left my family.
You what?
I should have never left my family. Can you get me out of here, ma'am? I've never been here, ma'am. I wish I never was here, ma'am.
All units still on scene.
please get me back home to my, to my kids, my family. I'm so sorry. I can tell you that I'm thankful.
What do you work for, sir?
I work for the FBI, ma'am.
FBI?
Yes, ma'am. Fortunately, I'm so embarrassed.
You work for the FBI?
Yes, ma'am. I'm an FBI agent.
Where? Out of Grand Rapids or where?
No, ma'am. Out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Out of Las Vegas Division.
I feel like a... What division?
Las Vegas, ma'am.
Okay, what do you do for them?
Trabajo. Crime. Financial crimes, or si no, crime, financial division, ma'am.
The incident resulted in Hernandez being charged with assault with intent to commit great bodily harm, among other charges. In court, Hernandez accepted a plea deal and was sentenced to more than 4 months in jail, followed by probation. The incident effectively ended his career with the FBI, and he was dismissed from the agency shortly after the event. In the next case, an officer was terminated after he aimed his gun at another officer and attempted to arrest him for not following orders.
I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I've ever dealt with this. I've been on for 13 years. I've never had a security guard pull a gun on another officer.
On May 31st, 2019, Lucas County Sheriff's Deputy Alan Gaston visited an IRS office in Toledo, Ohio, to ask about a letter he received. However, that visit turned into a life-threatening situation when security guard Seth Eklund ordered Gaston, in full uniform, to leave his service weapon in the car. When Gaston refused, Eklund drew his gun. A 911 call directed officers to the scene, but failed to mention that the armed individual was a uniformed deputy.
How you doing? So I stopped up here to ask a question about.
Gentlemen, I need to talk to you before he talks to you.
We're right here. Okay, again. I stopped up to ask a question. You want to pull him aside? It's fine. I stopped up to ask a question about some tax situation. When I walked in, he said, "If you're up here on official business," I said, "No." He said, "Well, you can't leave your weapon up here. You're going to have to take everything off." I said, "Well, do you have a locker?" He said, "No, we don't. You're going to have to take it to the car." And I said, "Well, I have been up here once before.
310, you can have the air."
And they never said, "Nah." So another gentleman stood up and said, "Hey, you got to do what he says or you're being disruptive," I believe he said.
I wasn't here.
No, I'm just saying. I said, "Okay." And I said, "That's fine." I just said, "But there's no locker, and this is what I'm doing."
He still has his gun.
And there's film to see, and he goes, "Get your hands off your gun." I said, "Get your hands off your weapon." I said, "I don't have my hands on my weapon." He immediately goes and he draws his weapon out, points it at me. I said, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "I'm leaving." He follows me out. He said, "It's too late now. You're going in cuffs." So he follows me around the corner here. And I said, "You need to go back inside." I hit the elevator to get off. He said, no, you're not getting off.
Security guard Seth Eklund was not arrested after the incident, but was charged with aggravated menacing. He pleaded not guilty and was fired from his job. Deputy Alan Gaston later filed a civil lawsuit, seeking damages for emotional distress and lost wages. If you enjoy videos like this, please like, subscribe, and watch the next one.